Now it's the first Monday of February, which means WPR Director Mike Crane is with us. On the first Monday of each month, he or WPR Director of Content Mike Arnold join the morning show or us here on Central Time for Mondays with Mike. They share the latest news about WPR programming and events, and they answer your questions. You can call in at 800-642-1234. What questions or comments do you have about programming or news coverage or whatever at Wisconsin Public Radio? What feedback do you have for us? Do you want us to do more of something, less of something? Let us know. You can call 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org or at Central Time WPR on Twitter. Mike, welcome back.
It's always good to be here and to talk with our listeners.
Well, let's start with something I just mentioned, actually. We're going to be talking to state Supreme Court candidates this week. I can give the details. I know what's going on. It's 4 o'clock. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll meet each of the candidates. Can you talk about, this is something we do every election season.
You know, we've been doing this for a few years.
Yeah.
like since the 1930s, actually. Something that anyone who's heard me on these shows knows, I love the history of WPR. And early on, the people that were the founders and the early people working at what's now WPR thought, you know, we could help make Wisconsin a better place if we could hear from the people that are the politicians and the judges and all of that. And so for many, many years, we've been inviting people that are running for statewide office to come and talk with you on the radio. And so as usual, so that's really good.
We're going to follow up. This is the primary now, right. So we've got three candidates that will be sifted and winnowed, as we say in Wisconsin, down to two in the primary election. And I think our colleagues on the morning show are going to pick up the thread there.
That's right. On April 4th is the spring election, so it'll be right before that we'll arrange that. And so we'll be looking forward to hearing that as well.
And then you've got some updates, I think, for the NPR News and Classical Music Network. Now, maybe we should get to the basics here. I talk to people all the time who know about the Ideas Network that we're on right now and not the other one. I also meet people who have no idea who I am because they love the other network and don't know the Ideas Network exists.
That's right. You know, people tend to think, well, you must have a lot of crossover between the two audiences because it's all Wisconsin Public Radio. Typically, when we've looked at it, it might be as many as 30%, and I think that's probably from some of the really big popular shows on the weekends that pretty much any NPR fan might be looking for, or some of our own shows as well, like Garden Talk or things like that. And so, yes, there is another WPR network. It's heard through most of the state and also online at WPR.org. It's the NPR News and Classical Network. And they're doing, speaking of politics, a really cool thing now on a regular basis. We have our WPR Politics podcast, and it becomes a radio broadcast every so often on All Things Considered. In February, it's going to be on Fridays at 5:45 during All Things Considered. So after you've listened to a full 2 hours of Central Time, if you tune over to the other network, you'd find it there. And you'll hear the same people sometimes right here, including Laura White and Sean Johnson and John, who's the host of the show. It's a really fun show. And John Wilson and the team will be doing a road show soon. I'm really excited about this. So we'll tell you more about that as we go along. Basically, if politics is your thing, check out the WPR Politics podcast.
Right. So they can hear that actually on the radio. And then, of course, anytime, WPR.org, that's out there.
Yep. And I've got it on my iPhone. You can find it in the Google Play thing as well, because it's everywhere you could find a podcast, pretty much.
Talking to Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio, sharing some of the latest news here. And you can call in with your questions for Mike or comments about Wisconsin Public Radio. Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas at WPR.org. Hey, let's get social, Mike. Mm-hmm. We've just had a big change to our social media, particularly our Facebook presence here at the Ideas Network.
Yeah, and basically what we've done is we've decided that we should consolidate a lot of the separate show pages on Facebook and put it all into the Ideas Network basket. And that's because often what we were finding is that we had a couple of little islands that weren't all that well, metaphorically, weren't all that well connected, and instead we're building a little bigger continent of The Ideas Network. So it's facebook.com/The Ideas Network. And so if you haven't liked that already, do it. It's a great way to communicate with this show and the other shows and to see what other people are thinking about things and all the different opportunities. It's still there, just at that spot.
And this is something we've been talking about for a while, but now it's actually, as of this month, we're not posting to, say, the Central Time page or the Morning Show page anymore. If you want it, it's going to be at the Ideas Network Facebook page.
That's right.
Again, you can call in at 800-642-1234. Let's keep bopping back and forth here. Let's get into some classical music now, Mike. We are airing, this is great, some performances from the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. That's continuing. What's going on?
That's right. And so for folks in Milwaukee that would like to hear it, they should go to WPR.org to listen or use the WPR app. You could find it there as well. This is Sunday afternoons at 2 o'clock on the NPR News and Classical Music Network of WPR. And one of the things I love is that even though this is a national broadcast produced in Chicago, we have our very own Lori Skelton, who people listening to the Ideas Network would know her from the Food Friday segments.
Right.
But she's also an incredibly knowledgeable classical music host and performer and other things as well. But she is the host of that Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra broadcast throughout the next number of weeks.
Great. Let's go to a caller now at 800-642-1234. We have Mark on the line in Milwaukee. Mark, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Mark?
Well, I'd like to maybe hear a story on the changing face of public assistance. You know, it seems like it used to be welfare for individuals, and now it seems to be handouts to our corporate citizens. Foxconn, maybe Kimberly Clark, definitely sports arenas.
Mark, thanks a lot for the call. Those are all issues we've tackled individually, public assistance reforms and corporate aid. But I don't know that we've done a lot kind of comparing the two and kind of putting them in the same basket.
Yeah, that's interesting. No surprise that Mark, like many of our listeners, puts things together in new ways and helps us to think about what we might want to cover in a different way. Thanks, Mark.
And speaking of covering things in new ways, WPR Next is still in action, an effort to bring a new program onto Wisconsin Public Radio. We've been touching base on this on Mondays with Mike for a while. What's our latest news there, Mike?
Well, we had a lot of really interesting things to listen to and heard some wonderful talent doing the various pilots, and we have set one in motion now. I'm really excited about this, so that it's going to have at least a 26-episode run, which is, in radio terms, that's a full year, because you tend to repeat everything once. And we'll have the first two episodes online already at WPR.org/beta, B-E-T-A. Then we're also starting in April going to have the regular show on the radio. I love Doug Gordon, who described the show. He wrote this up about the show, and I love it. Beta is a polyphonic mosh pit where high culture and low culture collide, taking an immersive, innovative, playful, and provocative approach to exploring arts, culture, and technology. Now, if you've heard any of Doug's interviews on To the Best of Our Knowledge, yeah, it's that. Mm-hmm. You know, Doug is just an incredibly creative individual, asks great questions, gets really interesting guests, and we'll have a schedule out for when that's going to be by the time we get to April. We're still figuring out exactly where it goes in the schedule, but it's coming up.
And that'll be fun. I mean, seeing Doug Gordon behind the scenes at WPR, we all know he has a very unique sense of humor, comes at stories and ideas in a fun, exciting way, I think. And I think this will be a chance for that really to shine through for listeners.
That's right. Among the things I remember was for quite a while he was talking about the Zombeatles.
Right.
They were zombies and they were Beatles. And Doug's a great talent, and looking forward to hearing more from him.
It is Mondays with Mike. Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio, stays with us to share the latest details about Wisconsin Public Radio and answer your questions. And if you have a question or comment about what you hear or don't hear at Wisconsin Public Radio, call in now at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions or thoughts about our programming? What suggestions do you have? What issues in your community would you like to see covered? You can call in at 800-642-1234, tweet us at Central Time WPR, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we pick up our conversation with Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio, about the latest news about the Ideas Network and the News and Classical Music Network. Join us with your thoughts, questions, and comments at 800-642-1234 or tweet us at ideas at WPR.org, or sorry, at Central Time WPR on Twitter, or email ideas at WPR.org. Back to your calls now. Ron is with us in Norwalk. Ron, hi.
Hi. Good afternoon, Rob and Mike.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment, and I know this is really going to sound nitpicky, but when it comes to your host, one of the things that I've noticed that it's not just Wisconsin Public Radio, but it's NPR and all the other news networks, really, if you think about it, is when the hosts are speaking, they use a lot of thinking sounds, like ahs and
huh.
And you know. That's my pet peeve, is the you know. But what I guess what I'd ask your host to do is just take 5 minutes of their program and just keep track of all the thinking sounds that they make and just be aware of it. And it's something that, in public speaking, I think it can be a little bit distracting, and I think we could all do better at that.
Ron, thanks a lot for the call. Mike?
No. We're joking.
No, I hear you.
This is the thing, Ron, that I really do understand what you're talking about. And as we're improvising every show live, it is a real challenge to accept pausing like I just did. Radio people are taught to never leave dead air. And so we probably substitute the ums, the likes, the things like that more than we should. One of the processes that you're suggesting is actually something we do, which is to do what we call air checks, mm-hmm. and to listen to ourselves as critically as we can to try to improve. And sometimes we miss the mark. So thanks for reminding us of that.
Ron, thanks a lot. Yeah, and I do, and I probably do for some more air checks myself. And there are times I listen to myself and think, oh, this guy sounds all right. And there are times I listen to myself and I hear exactly the kind of things Ron's talking about. Why did I say twice there? I didn't need to do that. And just having that breath is okay. And as you say, it's we're allergic to silence,
yeah.
on the radio.
Well,
it sounds all we got.
Here's an example, too, that we were noticing as we were listening to the newscast earlier this hour. We could tell that Brady really needed to or something like that, but he was trying so hard not to.
I've been there.
Because that is in our training, to try to always just continue the sentences and all of that. You can say, even now, I'm uncomfortable with just pausing right there, and that's the radio training. Thanks, Ron.
Ron, thanks a lot for the call. We'll go next to Jerry in Southeast Minnesota. Jerry, hi.
Hi. I think you guys do a great job with, my wife and I are lifelong listeners to the radio, Wisconsin Public Radio. One of the things that I wish that maybe you could improve on, I don't know if it's a technology improvement or something, but frequently if I'm driving home from work in the afternoon and I'm listening to NPR or Wisconsin Public Radio, the person that is calling in, the guest, is probably on a telephone from somewhere, and they tend to be very, that the sound is much lower. And then when the host speaks, that person's very loud. So you find that you're turning the radio up, then you're turning it down in order to keep some kind of an even thing. And I'm wondering, is there any way that could be improved?
And Jerry, can I ask which call sign or which numbers are you listening on?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I don't pay a lot of attention to that. I'm right near La Crosse. With
okay.
Wisconsin,
yeah, that'll narrow it down.
It's probably WHLA.
But my understanding, Mike, was it was explained to me, and I'm not a technical guy, that the transmitters were supposed to equalize the sound at least to a certain extent. So maybe that's something at that transmitter, or maybe it's something from our end. I don't know.
Yeah, you're onto exactly the questions. It could be that we need to be even more attentive to keeping the sound of the phones up, or it could be the transmitter. We'll look into both of those. One of the things that is an absolute audio challenge is that phone lines are worse than they ever were. You know, you'd think they'd sound great in the digital era, but they're squeezing so much into those little phone lines. And when you're looking at the meters that we all look at, you may see that the phone call appears to be as loud as the host. But the reason it seems so loud is that there's a lot of background noise or something else that is causing the meter to read loud rather than for it to sound loud. And if you think of it, if people have this kind of thing like that, you know, some kind of noise in the line or muffling, that's another reason why we'd want it louder, just thinking, well, maybe then I can hear it. So, Jerry, thanks for the tip. We'll take a look at both of those possibilities and see if we can improve it.
Thanks, Jerry. We're talking to WPR Director Mike Crane. It's Mondays with Mike, taking your calls, your questions, comments about what we do here at Wisconsin Public Radio. You can join in at 800-642-1234. A caller in Rhinelander couldn't stay on the line, but said they don't like the Ideas Network tagline we've been using for a while. That's the world around you. Mike,
you win. We're changing it.
We are. Okay.
Yeah. You know, we've had taglines of various kinds over the years.
Talk about issues that matter to you was around for
a really
decades.
Long time. Yep. And we're going to change it. We were trying the world around you, thinking that would express something that you get from the Ideas Network. And I think that's true. But in the end, maybe it wasn't conveying the meaning that we wanted. So the new tagline we're working on, and you'll start to hear it as we roll it out into various spots in recordings and so on, is Where Wisconsin Connects. And it can be where we connect to each other, where we connect to our politicians or to our artists or whatever else. That's the basic idea. And sort of pulling the lens back a little bit more, one of the reasons that pretty much all radio stations have such taglines is that it does help listeners who are newer to the station identify what they're about in some way. Talk about issues that matter to you was very clear. We used it for a very long time. And sometimes it's your NPR station or Hot 97.3 or whatever it is. We're really just trying to help people to make sure they identify the station, know what it's about, and hopefully come back again.
Hey, nobody ever wants to use my tagline. We talk to people about stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe that's too vague. I don't know.
We had a joke at a station that I worked at. I'll put it in a Wisconsin context. If it happens in Wisconsin, it's news to us.
It almost sounds like a Les Nessman line kind
yes,
of from WKRP
yeah.
in Cincinnati.
Yep. Well, the TV show we were working on was a little bit like that.
Let's go back to our callers now. Esty is on the line in Madison. Esty, hi.
Hi. So I understand that you are trying to people of all political bands and you know, to cover all of Wisconsin. And I think that's a fine mission. But I'm really concerned to have recently heard speakers from both the McIver Institute and News Trackers, both of which are not really news organizations. They are the so-called journalistic stormtroopers of the extreme right. And I find myself really concerned when they are on your morning show presented as though they're the legitimate journalists. They really are not. So I'm curious to hear what you have to say about that, Mike.
Sure. Thank you, Esty, for the call. One of the things that is an endless challenge for us is, if we really are going to use the old slogan, talk about issues that matter to you, we really want to make sure that we invite a broad spectrum of guests on, because it has been our belief going back to the beginning that hearing from all sides, including people that are way to the left and way to the right and maybe even have very different ideas in the center, that's part of the role that we want to take. And so part of what I hear in that is we may need to work harder to be sure to identify where the guest is coming from. I know we do really try to do that, but that might be something that we could do even better. And in any case, it is our intention to invite people of all different kinds to express their views and ideas on the Ideas Network.
Esty, thanks for the call. We had a question from a Milwaukee listener. The EW Scripps Company, they write, is divesting itself of all of its radio assets, including 620 WTMJ and 94.5 WKTI in Milwaukee. Here's their question. Would this open up the opportunity for WPR to pursue possibly buying a station there and using it as a place to put a news and classical affiliate, since we don't have one in the Milwaukee market? We have the Ideas Network there. We don't have our news and classical.
Except on HD, that's right.
Right.
Yeah, on HD radio. Well, You know, if there were a donation of such a station, we'd certainly accept it. But typically, what we find is that stations in a community like Milwaukee, in terms of the size, that is, of the community, cost many millions of dollars. And so unless we can find an angel who wants to buy it for us, unfortunately, that's probably not an option.
Well, thanks for that question. We do. I mean, maybe we've got this pledge drive coming up in February, Mike. It's 5 days. If we can make an extra, you know, couple million dollars on
might
that
be a
one.
Down payment on that, yeah. Mm. You know, WTMJ, I'm sure, will be a really valuable property. They have a great signal. It's heard in a good part of Wisconsin. And so we'll see what happens to it. But probably it won't be coming here to Wisconsin Public Radio.
And I know before we run out of time, behind the scenes, we've been talking. We just had the holiday season. Some people might have gotten one of these smart thingies at home where you talk to it, you say its name, and it'll do stuff or order your pizza or whatever. I don't have one of these, obviously. A lot of Super Bowl ads about them last night.
Right. So you could say, Alexa, because that's the name of the one for the Amazon Echo. Alexa, play NPR.
Right.
Or Google, play NPR, or WPR, or the Ideas Network. And people are also able to train those to do other things. Weird that it's a computer. You can train it, but you can have it listen. We've got a guide online at WPR.org, so you can get started on that if you have one of those devices.
See, I worry about saying the sentence like you know, if you say the name and then make a donation to Wisconsin Public Radio, is there robot going to do that if we tell it to? I don't know.
Eventually, that will be possible.
If they're listening on the radio.
Yeah, well, but, you know, that means they'll have to tie their account to their Alexa thing.
Ah, okay.
So they'd know they were doing it.
So it's not that easy.
No.
Mike, thanks, as always, for joining us.
Great to be here.
Morning show next month, I think.
Sounds right.
That's Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He joined us to share the latest details about Wisconsin Public Radio. You can always give us feedback. Find out how. Go over to WPR.org. You can listen live and share your feedback while you're there.